Beautiful. Okay, let's get going. The Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Roy Zaisis can be Yochem and Zaka. Another thing, Rabbi Yochem and Zaka is Misakin. Shafila Roy says, Mokum Shloyu, Adam Hochem Ella Mokum Havad. The Rosh Bezdin is no longer indispensable. In other words, a better word might be irreplaceable. Or, in other words, the Rosh Bezdin's not there. We're just going to go on with the proceedings. Oh, Itza, there was a woman. The Azminua Lebit Ladina. They were Mazmin Ladina, Kame de Meimar. Renard died. Azla Meimar, the Mechuzah, go Azla Basre. She said, I'm not going. Goodbye. So Kasif Pesicha Ilava, they wrote a serum against her, which is like a harem or something like that. Amala Ravashila Amaimar Vo Anan Tanan. Well, what are you doing? Doesn't Amishna feel Rosh Bez the Machom Makum Shalya Adam Hokum Ella Makum Avad? Why does she gotta run after you? The Machuza. Amalay Hani Milinian Aidus Achidish didn't get into Mashin Lassid Lavoy. That's only we're gonna get to Adam Aidus Achidish. Aval Hacha, Evid Loivali Yishmalva, and therefore he's gotta go anywhere where the Bezdin is, he's got to go with it. Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis taught us, Ein Koyanim Rishayim Lalois Bisandalehem, Leduchen. The Koyanim are not allowed to go up wearing their shoes, their sandals, to Duchen. Vizu Achas Mitisha Takonet Shehizkin Rabbi Yochum Ben Zakkai. This is one of the 9 Takonets Rabbi Yochum Ben Zakkai was Misakin. And now we're going to list all of them. Shista Hypirka. There are 6 that have already been chronicled in our, I don't know if chronicle is the right word, or have already been documented in our perek, Shistahai Pirka, 6 in our perek, V'chada de Pirka Kama, there's one in the first perek of our Mesechta, which it says that you only Mechal Shabbos on Nisan and Tishrei Bilvad, and then, so that's 7, and then we need another 3, V'idach the Tanya. And let's see the other 3, the other 2, I'm sorry, 2 more. We have 7 and we need 9. So the other 2 are as follows. The Tanya Gershon is Gar, Bizman Azeh, Tzarech, Sheyafrish, Roiva, Lekinoi. A Gershon is Gar, so he has to be Mafrish, he has to set aside a quarter of a shekel for his Kinoi, is from Lashon of, from his nest, for his birds, Kinim. Are the birds that he has to bring, Kan Sipor, right? So he has to, Ger has to bring birds, so therefore he has to set aside a roiva for his Amr B'Shem ben Elazar. Karnim Nale Rabbi Yochanan Ubitlua. Rabbi Yochanan already was, took a vote on that, and he was already Mevatel, the need for us to do that. Mefea Takala, because it's going to cost tremendous Takala, because you got money hanging around, that's Kachim money, that's just going to be something that's going to, cause a lot of problems. So therefore, we'll just wait for the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know if you know, Baruch Hashem, we have a ger in yeshiva, who is Megayer in yeshiva. And when Mashiach comes, we'll take care of the rova, a shekel, Beis Hashem. V'idach, and the last one, is Plugter HaPoper of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Has to do with the machloikis of Rapapa Nachmi. It's like Rapapa Amar Kerem Revai. Nachmi Yitzchak Amar Loshen Shel Zohiris. So we're going to see what does that mean? What are these 2 different things? So Rapapa Amar Kerem Revai. Rapapa says that the takana that we're referring to is in regards to Kerem Revai. Kerem Revai is the 4th year of fruits on a tree. The first 3 years they have a status of anyone? Arla. In the 4th year, it has a din of Neter Ravai. Now, when it's a vine, we call it Kerem Ravai, but it's basically the same thing. Ditnan, it says in a Mishnah, Kerem Ravai hayu oilo Yerushalayim. They would take Kerem Ravai, they would bring it up to Yerushalayim. Mahalach yoyim b'chol tzad. This is the thing is as follows. Kerem Ravai, in theory, you could be paid to Kerem Ravai if you're outside of Yerushalayim. Let's say a person's got a lot of Kerem Ravai. So he can be paid to that if he so desires. Bring the money to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim, start buying stuff. However, if he's within a mahalach of yoyim l'chol tzad, he's in a day's travel in any direction of Yerushalayim, he can't be poideh. He cannot be poideh as fruits. He has to bring them all to Yerushalayim. We want to really, we really want to like laden, and we would like to abundant I know that's not a word. Make Yerushalayim have abundance of fruits. So therefore, Vizuhi Tchuma. This is the Tchum we're going to speak about over here. Karmavai, Yerushalayim Halach B'yom Kotza, Vizuhi Tchuma. Eilat. I don't understand how that works exactly. It must have been another Eilat. Minha Safin, it says, but perhaps it's going to be changed to the Durham. The Akreves Minha Safin, Lud Min Amire V'yardim Min Amizrach. That is a day's travel in all four directions. So anything that is from those places inward, you can't sell. Rama Ula V'yitema Rabba Bar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma Tam, in order that we should, like, I think la'ata literally means to crown, or to you should adorn.
Beautify.
You should keep Yerushalayim with Paris. V'tanya karem ravai ha'yoloi l'Rabbi Eliezer b'mizrach lud b'tzad kfar tavi u'bikesh Rabbi Eliezer l'hafkira l'aniyim. He wanted to be mafkir this for aniyim. Amrulay Talmidai Rebbe Kvarnim Nuchaverecha Lechavitirua. Your Chavim already were matir this Karam Ravai that you don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Man Chaverecha B'Yochanan and Zakkai. What was Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai's reasoning? I believe his reasoning was that once there's no longer a Beis HaMikdash, so there's no need for us to beautify Yerushalayim with Paris. I think that was. Excuse me. I think that was his svara. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Yerushalayim was in ruins. There's no need for us to beautify Yerushalayim. Okay, so that, according to this opinion, is Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai's takana. But there's another opinion. The other opinion is Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Lashon Shel Zahiris. That's to do with the tongue of Zahiris, which is very Yom Kippur, thematic of Yom Kippur, which is talking about that by the Sir La'azazel, there was this idea of there was a strip of red wool, and it would turn white if Klal Yisrael got a kapara. That was by the Sir La'azazel. So what does it say over here? What happened? It says, hold on a second. There it is. The Tanya. B'rishayna hayukayshrin lashon shel zahiris al pesach ulam. Originally they would tie this on the opening of the ulam michutz. Outside, so it was visible. So Hilbin, if it got white, how you smeich, and people would get very happy. Lo Hilbin, how you atzavim, they would get very sad. So they moved the location to something inside where it would no longer be visible. Still, people somehow got a peek. They would peek in and they would see it. Hilbin, how you smeich, lo Hilbin, how you atzavim. Therefore, they made a takana that rather you should tie it. Half of it would be on a rock, half of it would be between the horns of the Sira Mishtaleach. And that's in the Midbar. In the Midbar, no one's going to be able to see it. So that was the Takana, and obviously we're understanding that Takana is Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai's Takana.
They wouldn't look at the rock.
They're not going to come out to the Midbar, I guess. The rock, I think, is out there with the Kayan Ish Iti, I'm assuming.
Meaning they didn't put it, the rock is over there.
Yeah, I think so.
Why do you need it on the animal?
I don't know why they had to break it in half, that I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
When I first read it, like when we were reading it, I thought maybe it's that they did leave it in Yerushalayim. I mean, they didn't base Meidosh.
No.
When it turns white on the animal.
Didn't. See, I'm assuming they wanted that the person, the Ish Iti, to know whether or not we got it. You throw it off a cliff, so no one's going to see what's down there.
So half of it stays here with him that he should be able to see it. I don't know why the whole thing doesn't stay there on the rock.
Right.
I don't really know. Okay. Let's just see. Let's see a little bit further. So they have two different opinions of what was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's other takana. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Nachum ben Yitzchak, my time of the Amar Rav Papa. Why didn't Rabbi Nachum ben Yitzchak accept Rav Papa's explanation? Amar lach Isaac adai tuch Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, chaveirav derab Eliezer, mihave, rabbi have. He wasn't a friend of Rabbi Eliezer. It says, but Rabbi Eliezer was afraid to take the kerem of I want to be mafkirit. And the people said to him, his talmidim said to him, your friend was already matir. So he wasn't a friend. He was a Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So, again, Isaac adait Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, chaveirov de Rabbi Eliezer, mihave, rabbi have. The Edoch and the other opinion responded, Kivan the Talmidim Havi Lav Urach Arla Memrole Lerabe Rabach. Being that his Talmidim were the ones who were speaking to him, so it's not appropriate, it's not respectful for them to say, your Rebbe said, they would rather say, your friend said, because they don't want to start pulling rank on their Rebbe. That's not appropriate. So therefore, really, Taka, it wasn't his friend, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, but the Talmidim, when they were addressing their Rebbe, they said his friend. Okay. Rav Papa, my time of the Amar Kirav Nachum by Yitzchak. Why did Rav Papa not accept? Why did he not like Rav Nachum by Yitzchak's interpretation that it was talking about the Lashon Shel Zohoris? Amar Lach, Yisak Adat Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Mimei Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Mihava Lashon Shel Zohoris? I mean, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri is the one who is Misakin that we're going to take it off of the, take it out of the Beis HaMikdash. In the times of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, I don't even think there was a Lashon Shel Zohiris. Why was that? The Tanya. Kol Shanoisim Shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. May have asked him Shan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived 120 years. Asak Bepak Matya Mem Shana. So he learnt the first, he worked the first 40 years. Mem Shana Lama, the next 40 years he learnt. Mem Shama Lime, the last 40 years he taught. So the Gemara is at the moment assuming that if he's making takanas, he's not making takanas until his last 40 years. So that's 40, 80, that's 120 years. He lived 120 years. Mem Shana Asak Bar Matya, Mem Shana La, Mem Shana Limed. That's what it seems like. V'tanya Mem Shana Koydim Shenecha Abayis, Lohaya Lashon Shel Zohiris. Malbin, the 40 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so there was no Lashon Shel Zohiris there. Elam Adim, it was read the whole time. V'tanah Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Shishkim V'yachim V'zakai. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana. So what do we see? It's that Rabbi Yochanan lived 40 years after the Churban. And for the last 40 years before the Churban, there was anyway no Lashon Shel Zohiris. And only 40 years of his life was he teaching. So there's a 40-year situation here. That means he must still have been learning when the Lashon Shel Zohiris was last active. So how do we explain that he made a takana while he was still learning?
Who says that? That's the math? Where is it?
Again, the last 40 years of the Beis HaMikdash.
Who says the last 40 years of the Beis HaMikdash would coincide perfectly with the last 40 years of his life?
Because it says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived after the Churban HaBayis.
That it was while he was... Okay, but then if you lived even one day after the Churban HaBayis, that means he for sure was giving psak when he was...
No, so listen. So he lived more than one day after Churban HaBayis, correct?
Right.
So that means that scale back 40 years ago,
right,
when the Lashon Shel Zohiris was last really active. Because for the last 40 years of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no real Lashon Shel Zohiris. So that means how old was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai when the Lashon Shel Zohiris was last really being used? He must have been 40 years before he died. Because he died after the Churban. And only the last
40 years... Because he was giving psakim already?
What was that?
Because he was giving psakim already. So it had to be within the last 40 years of his life?
No. Because again, he died after the Churban.
OK. Okay.
Now, the last time the Lashon Shel Zahiris actually worked was 40 years before the Chorban. So if he's talking about Lashon Shel Zahiris, he must have been talking about it 40 years before he died, because he died after the Chorban. And 40 years before he died, he was not yet
He wasn't exactly.
He was still Lamad.
I mean, you could just say he did it towards the end of his career.
The end of which career?
He's saying he could have been saying he could have made the takan at the end of his career, right before
Which career? His teaching career or his learning career?
His teaching career, right
before his career was from the age of 80 and up, and right. Once and by that time the Beis Hamikdash was already there was no more Cyrus.
Right, but that's how goofy why he made his takana, right? Why did he make his takana? He made his takana at the end. I'm saying I hear, but you could say, I mean,
Yoni, there's no more Lashon Shel Zahiris. There's no point in making a takana if Lashon Zahiris is not being used. We were afraid because people were looking at it. We said people were looking at Lashon Shel Zahiris. Therefore, he had to. There's nothing to look at. Lashon Zahiris is not working.
Uh-huh.
LMI, it was earlier in his career. It was while he was still learning.
So it couldn't have been him.
So it doesn't seem like it could have been him. Says the Gemara, the Idach, the other opinion that did say it was him, Isam Arbaim Shana Delamad, those 4 years that he was learning, Talmud Yoshev Ufnei Rabbi Have, is very important, especially for Pinchas' son. He was a Talmud sitting in front of his Rebbe. The Amr Milsa Vistaber Taime, he said good. What? He can't say good. He's a Talmud. He's a Talmud. Itaka said good. And what happened? The Rebbe thought about it and said, you know, I like that. And therefore, Vikava Rabbe Bishmei. And his Rebbe was Kaveh in his name. So maybe it was Taka when he was still learning. Staka Talmud. But because he said a good thing, therefore his Rebbe, he accepted it. It's interesting. There are tkiyas that they blow in brisk. They're known as Reb Chaim's tkiyas. It's a way to blow tkiyas to try to be Yotzeh Rashi Shita and Tosfos Shita. Truth be told, the people that know, and most people know this, it was Reb Yosher Ber Soloveitchik from YU. He was 6 years old. He told his grandfather this, and his grandfather liked it. And his grandfather was Kaveh and Brisk. He was a six-year-old or something like that, eight-year-old. He was a brilliant kid. So it's very possible that a young person can say something very intelligent and compelling. And we're going to be Kaveh based on what he said. So that's what happened over there. Thus is the Maisa, my friends. Tomorrow, what time are we learning?